Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Today, once again, we're on our Fun Facts unit. Yesterday, we were learning all about passport colors. I learned a lot of new information about that. Now, today we're talking about getting a watch.
Mm-hmm.
And something you might notice when you get a new watch, they're all set to the same time. Now, I haven't worn a watch for years. I don't know. Do you wear a watch anymore?
Of course
I do. You're wearing one right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I use my phone as my watch.
Oh.
And I don't actually like, if I wear a watch, I'm always looking at it. Okay, what time is it now?
Oh.
30 seconds later. Oh, what time is it now? Especially when I used to work jobs that I didn't like. I never wanted to wear a watch because I'd be
checking the time. And it's kind of rude, too, when you're talking to somebody and the other person is, like, checking the time.
Yeah, you want to say, okay, you have somewhere to be? You want to go somewhere? Am I taking up too much of your time? Well, today we're not talking about any of that. We're talking about the time you might notice when you're looking for a new watch online. They're all set to the same time. Have you noticed this? Well, I didn't really know this as well, but we're going to find out the interesting answer to why they're set to this same time. So let's go ahead and get into our Fun Facts unit right now. Reading.
Fun facts. As you look for a new watch online, you might notice that they're all set to 10:10. Why is this? A. Because that's a time when people feel happy. B. Because this promotes the logo on the watch face. C. Because it's Taiwan's national day. You beat the clock if you answered B in time. Brand names are almost always at the top and center of a wristwatch. If it's an analog watch, then putting the hands at 10 and 2 emphasizes the product's brand name in the middle. In the watch industry, it's almost an unwritten rule that watches ought to be photographed for advertisements showing 10:10. Years ago, though, the industry standard was 8:20. The idea was that the hour and minute hands wouldn't overshadow the logo. However, at 8:20, they're both pointing down. People later noticed that this position looks somewhat like a frown. On the other hand, 10:10 looks like a smile, so most companies adopted this technique instead. The only time this rule is broken is when setting the hands at 10:10 would cover elements such as a watch's secondary windows for the date, day of the week, or year.
So, the question before us today is, as you look for a new watch online, you might notice that they're all set to 10:10. Okay, I don't think I actually noticed this before. I don't really pay attention. Like I said, I don't wear a watch anymore. I just use my phone to check the time, but a lot of people still wear wrist watches. If you look for a new one, they're set to 10:10. Why is this? I have no idea.
Yeah, me neither, okay, but I love buying watches, especially really bright colored ones, or the ones that actually go with my outfit. Okay.
Yeah, it's a fashion statement.
Yeah, okay. 所以呢，我是很爱买表啦，但是就老师还好哦。不过呢，不知道你们呢，如果你们在这个网络上在找说，哎，我想要买一只新的手表，哎，你们有没有可能有曾经注意到这个手表呢，都被设置在10:10 10:10。Why is this? 你们知道为什么吗? Are there choices?
There are choices, luckily, because I have no idea why this is. A says because that's a time when people feel happy. Okay, so 10:10.
Is AM or PM?
Everyone's saying, yay, it's 10:10. The numbers are the same. Oh my goodness, that makes me so overjoyed.
I don't think so.
I don't feel any special feeling at 10:10 in the morning or at night. So I'm not too sure about this one.
And I get up pretty late.
You get up pretty late. Do you get up at 10:10 or
no,
before? After?
After.
Oh, wow. You sleep in. Very nice.
Yes, I do. Okay. 所以呢因为我很晚睡也很晚起来。但是呢我们来看一下有没有可能是 A 呢因为这是人们感到快乐的时间。Well, that could be true because I'm still sleeping, so...
So you would be happy.
Yeah.
Yay, I'm still sleeping. I'm not awake yet. I'm relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that could be true for Laura. I'm not sure about everybody else. Who is at work at 10:10 in the morning, or maybe not. But let's take a look at option B. Now it says, because this promotes the logo on the watch face. Yes, the watch face is just the front of the watch where you can see the time. And it says this promotes the logo. To promote something means to make it known or to make it obvious to other people. So... Maybe if it's 10:10, the numbers don't kind of get in the way of the logo or they draw attention to the logo so people can know the brand. Yeah, when you buy a watch, the brand is very important.
Yeah.
You want to make sure you get a good brand so it lasts a long time and it looks nice too.
Yeah, I was checking my watch. 我刚刚还在看一下是不是有可能是 B 呢 Because the answer could be B. 因为这凸显了这个表面上的商标。这里我们看到 promote, 其实一般就是有推广啦或者是宣传这样的意思。For example, I could say, the marketing department is busy promoting the new line of men's clothes for...Maybe spring, autumn, fall.
That's right. Promoting to make these things known. And then option C says because it's Taiwan's National Day. Double 10 day. Yes, October 10. So maybe these watch companies are very patriotic. They love their country. So they just say, we'll make every time 10:10 on all the watches that we're selling. I don't know about this one either.
Yeah, okay.
That would work in Taiwan, but other countries have different national days.
So I don't think it's C. 因为 C 是说因为这是台湾的国庆日就是双十节。But yeah, if this is like an online thing and if it's like worldwide, I don't think it's because of Taiwan's national day. So I'm going to go for B.
You're going with B?
Yeah.
I was also going to go with B.
Yeah, B seems like
it. Seems like it. And in fact, it says you beat the clock if you answered B in time. Yeah, if you beat the clock, it means you do something fast and you do it before the time runs out. If the time is, you know, counting down like 10, 9, 8, if you answer before it gets to zero, it means you beat the clock. And that's our shortcut for you for today, isn't it?
That's right. Okay, 所以呢最终选择 B 的你迅速完成这个问题因为 beat the clock 就是迅速完成的意思。Okay, so let's check out our shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
Welcome back to Beat the Clock. Here's today's hopeful guest.What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Taipei and I'm from Vina.
Excuse me?
Sorry, I'm so nervous. I'm Vina from Taipei.
Okay. Hi, Vina. So, your first challenge is to sort all of these words into a sentence. Are you ready to beat the clock?
What do I beat it with?
Ha 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 ha! Very funny. Of course, as everyone at home knows, beat the clock means to finish something very quickly, especially before a particular time.
Oh, now I understand. Beat the clock means 迅速完成.
Right. So, Taipei from Vina...Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Then let's beat the clock. Time's up.
Oh no, I couldn't beat the clock.
Then we'll have to ask you to leave the show. Bye, Taipei from Vina.
I'll beat you.
Ah!
That was our shortcut for you all about beating the clock. You beat the clock.If you answered B in time. So this promotes the logo on the watch face. Okay, so everybody wants to see the logo. They want to know what kind of watch they are buying. So, it goes on to say that brand names are almost always at the top and center of a wristwatch. So that means you can see them easily. Your wrist is the part of your arm, I guess, right before where your hand is. That's where you wear a watch. So we often call a watch not just a watch, but a wristwatch.
Oh, I see. Okay, 所以这个 brand names, okay, 通常这个商标呢都位于怎么样？腕表的这个顶端或者是中央。Yeah, 我的 brand 就是在 the top, 就是在上面那边。Okay, let's take a look at this word brand. Brand 就是有品牌啦或者是商标，所以 brand name 这样就是指商标名。Okay, so for example, I could say the store sells a variety of shoe brands. And we also saw the word wrist. Wrist 当然就是手腕的意思、所以如果常常你的手腕受伤的话或是扭到的话，你可能就会说 I hurt or I sprained my wrist.
If it's an analog watch, then putting the hands at 10 and 2 emphasizes the product's brand name in the middle. Okay, so analog watch just means it's not digital. It doesn't have the numbers displayed like 1, 2, like 10, 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that kind of thing. It actually has the hands that move around in a circle. We call those things the things that go ticking, like tick-tock. Those are calledhands.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, on a watch or on a clock, we have hands, we have a face. We have all these terms that also relate to the body. And analog just means, well, it's old school. It's not digital in any way. And if you do this, you put the hands at 10 and 2, that draws the eyes towards the brand name in the middle.
It's not old school. I'm wearing an analog watch right now.
I like the analog ones, too. I find the digital ones boring, actually.
Oh.
I think the analog ones are...
I think kids would actually prefer a digital watch.
Digital watch.
They're easier to read the time.
Well, I'm not a kid anymore.
Okay, 所以如果是怎么样 ,analog watch 其实就是指...因为 analog 其实就是有长短针的意思，所以其实 analog watch 就是有长短针的表，所以如果是指针式的手表的话，把指针哎怎么样调到十跟二的位置，就可以凸显在产品中央的商标哦。Okay, now in the watch industry, it's almost an unwritten rule that watches ought to be photographed for advertisements showing 10-10.OK, 所以在手表业把这个手表应该要调到这个十点十分再拍照啦放在广告上似乎呢是一个什么 unwritten rule, 就是指潜规则。OK, 那这里的句子我们先来看一下 ,ought to do something, 就是指应该怎么样啦应当如何如何啊。OK, 那注意哦这里我们看到 it's almost an unwritten rule that, blah, blah, blah.这里呢其实文法要介绍大家就是 it 虚主词的用法 OK 那其实真正的主词是出现在怎么样后面的 that 的子句这个才是真正的主词但是为了避免怎么样 that 子句放在句首造成头重脚轻然后不易阅读的情况所以我们才用这个 itOK, 这虚主词这样的用法。不然你们听听看，如果 that watches ought to be photographed for advertisements showing 10-10 is almost an unwritten rule in the watch industry. 大家有没有觉得好长哦？所以呢，避免这样的情况，我们就用 it 虚主词的用法。
Years ago, though, the industry standard was 8-20, so that's basically like the opposite of 10-10. So the hands of the watch used to be at a different location for some reason.
OK, 所以然而呢好几年前在这个产业的规则是调到8:20, 8:20.
The idea was that the hour and minute hands wouldn't overshadow the logo. If you overshadow something, it means you're drawing all the attention to yourself and away from something else. So this way, if the hands were pointed to 8 and 20, just means they wouldn't overshadow the logo. They wouldn't be in the way in some way.
Hmm, 真的耶，那他们是倒 V 的状态。OK， 这是因为呢，如此一来，时针跟分针呢，就是 the hour and the minute hands， 我们用手很有没有可爱，不会遮住这个 logo， 就是商标。这里提到的 hand， 当然就是刚刚有提到是指针的意思，不过 overshadow 有夺去什么什么的光彩，或者是遮暗这样的意思。However, at 8:20, they're both pointing down. 不过当调到8:20时，两根的指针都朝下，所以它是倒 V 的形状哦。
That's right. At 10:10, they're both pointing up, but
yeah.
at 8:20, they're both pointing down. And people later noticed that this position looked somewhat like a frown. Yeah, it looked somewhat. Somewhat just means like a little bit, or, just a little bit like a frown. A frown is what the face that you make when you're not happy. It's the opposite of a smile. And I guess in advertisements, things that look like frowns are not a good idea.
Mm.
You never see people in advertisements, frowning when they're, like, you know, in a restaurant or something. They're all smiling. They're all happy.
Mm-mm.
So we need the watches to look happy, too, apparently.
Yeah. Okay, so 人们后来发现，诶，不对啊，这个8点20分的位置看一下有点像怎么样，皱眉的脸就是 a frown， 其中的 somewhat 就是稍微啦，有点这样的意思啊。For example, he felt somewhat awkward in his suit.
On the other hand, 10:10 looks like a smile. Yes,
yeah.
It looks like the watch is happy. So most companies adopted this technique instead. Yeah, we even need our watches to look like they're smiling in our advertisements, so people will want to buy them. So they went from 8:20 to 10:10.
Okay. 不过呢 on the other hand, 就是在另外一方面呢 okay, 10点10分看起来诶就像一个笑脸，所以大部分的公司就采用了这个方法。Okay. 那 on the other hand, 就是另外一方面，所以你要去做一个比对。For example, he's a good guy. His brother, on the other hand, is a very selfish man.
Yes, that's right. We often use the phrase on the other hand to describe a different situation or the opposite.
Opposite
of something. Now, the only time this rule is broken is when setting the hands at 10:10 would cover elements such as a watch's secondary windows for the date, day of the week, or year. Yeah, when you're advertising a watch, if it has some special features, like it can show the date or the day of the week or the year, if you put the hands over it, it would just block it. So people wouldn't be able to see those things.So if they've got these other features, these secondary windows, you can move the hands around to different spots. Elements are just the different parts of something. And if something is secondary, it means it's not the most important thing, perhaps. There's something that's more important than that. Of course, in a watch, the most important thing is that it can tell the time. So you need the hour hand and the second hand.Anything after that is secondary or not as important.
Okay, 但是唯一呢不会遵守这个规则的情况就是当设置指针在十点十分的时候可能就会遮住表面上 okay, 其他显示像是日期啦星期几或是月份的一个窗格。这里的 element 当然就是要素或是非常基本组成的成分。For example, self-confidence was a key element or a key factor in her success. 那 secondary 当然就是次要的，因为主要的就是 primary. Okay. For example, I could say winning is secondary. We play for the fun of the sport.
So today we've learned all about why watches read 10:10 when you're looking at them online and people are trying to sell them to you. We're almost out of time on the program today. Before we leave you, let's have our For You Chat.For You Chat.
Our For You Chat question is, what is your favorite time of day? Why?
My favorite time of day, I think it's the nighttime.
Yeah,
I like the time after supper. You know, I do have to get up in the morning and go to work like most people. And it's not a happy time for me to get out of bed. I like being nice and warm and comfortable, you know, especially in winter. You know, when it's cold outside...You're nice and snug and cozy in your bed and your covers. And then the alarm goes off and says, time to go to work, get out of bed. And they're like,
no,
I don't want to. but I have to.
I hate that.
So I like the nighttime when the work is done.
Or the time when you get off work.
Yeah, or when I'm leaving work and I can just relax.
Yeah, and just chill.
So when my watch or my phone says, you know, 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock time to go, that's my favorite time of day.
Yay.
You guys can talk about your favorite times. Are you a morning person, a night person, an afternoon person? What kind of person are you? We hope you've enjoyed our Fun Facts unit. Until the next edition of English for You, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Bye-bye.
Fun Facts. As you look for a new watch online, you might notice that they're all set to 10:10. Why is this? A. Because that's a time when people feel happy. B. Because this promotes the logo on the watch face. C. Because it's Taiwan's national day. You beat the clock if you answered B in time. Brand names are almost always at the top and center of a wristwatch. If it's an analog watch, then putting the hands at 10 and 2 emphasizes the product's brand name in the middle. In the watch industry, it's almost an unwritten rule that watches ought to be photographed for advertisements showing 10:10. Years ago, though, the industry standard was 8:20. The idea was that the hour and minute hands wouldn't overshadow the logo. However, at 8:20, they're both pointing down. People later noticed that this position looks somewhat like a frown. On the other hand, 10:10 looks like a smile, so most companies adopted this technique instead. The only time this rule is broken is when setting the hands at 10:10 would cover elements such as a watch's secondary windows for the date, day of the week, or year.
Vocabulary review.
Promote. The company hired someone to promote their new product to the public. Brand. What brand of toothpaste does Jasmine use? Her teeth are always very white. Wrist. Olivia hurt her wrist when she played basketball with her friends. Somewhat. You look somewhat like this famous actor. Do people ever confuse you for him? Element. There are several elements, such as the acting and the story, which make the movie so good. Secondary. Terry wants a car that is reliable. How it looks and how fast it is are secondary.